Unit 8. The Bhopal Disaster, A Perfect Storm. The expression perfect storm is used to describe a situation in which all the things that could go wrong do go wrong. Such a situation results in much more devastating consequences than if only a portion of them occur. It may be an understatement to claim that the Bhopal gas leak was a perfect storm of human mistakes and failures. More than 16,000 lives have been lost due to that disaster, and over 500,000 people were injured in varying degrees of severity. It happened in December of 1984 in a pesticide factory in the city of Bhopal, India. Over 40 metric tons of a deadly gas, methyl isocyanate, also known as MIC, were released into the atmosphere and enveloped large parts of Bhopal and surrounding areas. Even today, people exposed to the gas at that time still suffer from symptoms. The disaster has been examined in fine detail by disaster prevention experts. The results of extensive analysis show an enormous number of mistakes. There were human failings caused by ignorance, incompetence, lack of money, greed, corruption, and dishonesty in both company management and government officials. The sheer number of mistakes and avoidable failures are too many to mention here. It must also be said that a large part of the blame goes to the willful disregard for well-established safety measures. An overview of what went wrong in Bhopal, both before the disaster and after, is as follows. Before the disaster, because the pesticide plant was not profitable, the most competent and thus highly paid engineers were let go. Managers at the plant hid the fact that the chemicals there were hazardous from not only government officials, but from their own employees. They were dishonest in order to avoid costly repairs that were necessary and higher wages for dangerous conditions. Many of the safety systems had broken down up to 2 years before the leak. Alarms were regularly ignored or even turned off, and faulty equipment was not repaired or replaced. Moreover, the government officials in charge of inspections and enforcing safety rules were not at all qualified in the field of hazardous chemicals and so were easily manipulated by the plant managers. After the gas was released into the atmosphere, managers and authorities failed to warn the thousands of people around the factory to evacuate. On top of it all, the few hospitals in the area were not at all prepared for such a large number of victims. The Indian government was slow to respond with assistance. Even when assistance came, it often included false or incorrect information. What happened in Bhopal can indeed be pointed out as being a perfect storm of failure, incompetence, greed, and corruption. If even half of the safety measures had been followed, the damage done might have been far, far less. If government officials had been required to be competent in their area of responsibility, thousands of lives might have been saved.